Ja.
Where's the missus today?
Oh, she was working.
She has.
How do you think I'm living?
She works?
For two jobs.
For heaven's sakes.
She works for this computer in Portland. She doesn't drive it.
For what?
This computer, this income tax bill.
Huh.
You know where that new building is?
Yeah.
Next to that. Vitter's Hall? Around the corner?
Yes.
There. Oh. She drives 100 miles a day. The other day she drove 170. These income people, they send their stuff there to be computed. Pick them up and deliver. And she works a welcome way. No anybody that just moved 5 miles, so they get goodies.
Sure. We just moved.
She gets $3 a call.
Uh-huh. Huh. Here's Dr. Vincent's advertisement.
Yep. That's him.
And he was now again right where the mobile gas station is on that corner.
Yeah.
We're gonna call
up the Chimes and tell them there. No. There was a building on this side of the Vincent's place. It was a square building. And when I was a little kid, Walter Tiffany. Owned it, I guess, or at least he had his, he was a real estate man with the railroads and another here. And he lived where old Gus Blank used to live. He owned that place.
I got some pictures of that. Okay, Walter Tiffany lived in the first Blank house, huh?
Yeah.
And he ran.
He was a note Republican, little politician.
And he was in the building that later became the confectionery, or was there still another building in there?
Well, there was a gap in between the butcher shop
and the confectionery.
And this building. Wait a minute.
The shake shop.
I thought that was a shake shop at least one time.
Joe and Edith Price, that's Teresa Barngrover's sister.
Yeah, we got crossed up. I thought the Prices had the first confectionery of that.
This is the brick store. And this is the Mexican place. It was May's Cafe. That's still standing. That's May's Cafe.
Yeah, it is.
So you're saying this was the confectionery at first?
Yeah, at first.
Okay. Then that makes sense.
They sold books, and, you know, ice cream, something or another.
And then the shake shop where the Edith and Joe was, you're saying that was Tiffany's. Place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in later years, old Joe Schmoly's post office was there for years.
In the shake shop?
Yeah. And the Willard girls ran it for a long time. Alma Willard. And Dorothy. That would be Orville Moore's wife. Remember her?
Yeah. Dorothy Willard Moore, huh?
Mm-hmm. And Alma Willard, this bad time, I forget what her name is now. They're Mrs. Cole's sisters.
Yeah, I know Alma. She's still in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that explains that one. Are you up with this?
Yeah.
And there's the Eagle Brothers threshing. Dealers. They also had some sort of other business, I understand, during Prohibition?
Oh, yeah. That's where they made their money.
I read a newspaper article, a little deal about this, where Joe Galbraith was fined $100 for his...
What?
Was fined $100 in Port Morgan City. This was way back in 19... I don't have my notes with me. Anyway, he was caught for...
Moonshine,
and taken to Oregon City and fined $100.
That must have been before Prohibition days.
That had to have been.
The Eagles then, during Prohibition, ran booze to Portland, or what? Sold it out of their place?
I guess they were about the biggest operators in the state.
Yeah, Joe was telling my Joe about that when he worked on his house out there.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he said that they really, that was how he acquired
his wealth to buy all that land.
Right.
Well, our beetle.
That's what he said he had to do.
Art and his first wife lived in that first confectionery too. Next to the brick store there, you know?
There.
Yeah. And you know where that service station is now? That Shell service station where Corky Adams? Is he still on that?
Yeah. Just change.
There was a big building there, and he ran a garage there for several years.
Art Eagle?
Art Eagle.
And later it was Buzzwell?
Yeah. First it was a blacksmith shop.
I think I got a picture of that too.
And Mulkey had a garage there too.
Right here? See, there's Richard, there's Mays. The confectionery again.
Yeah.
And there was a building like this right there on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Edel's, what did you say first?
Art Edel's garage.
Garage.
Harry Judd was there for a long time, too, with Floyd McClellan.
Harry Judd. Floyd McClellan.
A guy by the name of Mulkey. Edward Mulkey. Kenny Mulkey. Was his son.
Yeah.
Kenny Mulkey was a stepson. And he had a brother named Snazzy. We called him Snazzy, I forget his name.
And he, Ken Mulkey and my dad rode the rods to Missouri.
The heck?
Yeah, those
actually.
And this was later Buzzwell's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Buzzwell's. This is Nyberg's quarry.
Can't make them all over. I don't know where they're going.
I wish I had a magnifying glass. Oh, it's okay.
Well, around here somewhere.
There you go. Can you see him from there? Am I getting off the track?
No. Anything is on the track. This one time you can't turn.
Make out a one, but I'll bet you had more.
Probably. I was going to get Zero to tell me who they were.
Well, I'll tell you who would know. I think. Claude Nyberg. He's the only, about 80 years old.
Is he? I've never met him or seen him before.
Late Mouse Lugby, somehow. The story is he came out of the swamp one day that I've had. That was anyway.
And he moved the door over somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the Ed Robinson store.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Newt.
Yeah.
Here's Leslie and Miller, General Blacksmithing. J.A. Leslie and J.W. Miller. And it says at the sign of the Big Horseshoe.
There's two blacksmith shops. Now this garage was a blacksmith shop. They shot the horses.
Eagles?
In the Eagles. Yeah, that was the blacksmith. That was built for a blacksmith shop.
Okay.
I even had a horse in there once. Had a shoe taken off.
Do you know either of those guys?
Not now, but I did.
You did?
At least I can't place them, you know. That's what they look like, right?
Okay. The people in 1916 were people like Edna Guyberger. She wrote an article in here.
Oh.
And there's two pages missing from this whole thing. I got this from Gordon Blank, but it talks about Bessie, I suppose that's Bessie Galbraith, and Mrs. Vermilia was a teacher, Edna Ladd. I'm just kind of picking up some of those names there.
Edna Guyberger. That's Ed Guyberger's sister. You know him, the cook, did
you? Yeah, he lives in Salem now.
Yeah.
Mary McClellan. They just.
That's May. May married Floyd McClellan. Morris Walters. Oh, I went to school with her. Velma and I went to school with them. They were twins, Elma and Velma. Elma was Walt Ames' wife, first wife.
Okay. Well, is this your class year, 1916?
No. Mm-mm. I went to about 19. 21 or so. Heimbach, that's Ernest Heimbach.
And they lived where those apartments are now.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the schoolhouse.
Yeah, this is Heimbach and Zadouli.
That's what I have to look up.
And Mrs. Heimbach there was a Dooley, and one of those Dooleys married Gilroy, our sisters. Mrs. Dooley and Mrs. Gilroy were sisters. Olive Gilroy and...
And Gertrude.
Gertrude Dooley, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's another one I don't understand. There was a house behind City Hall that... When I grew up, the Smiths lived there. Caroline Monroe lived there. Who built that one?
The new house? I mean, the new City Hall?
Yeah, behind the new City Hall. Caroline Monroe lived there.
You remember when Caroline Monroe lived in the house?
Yeah, right, that same house.
The same one?
Well, I think probably my dad was dead. Maybe one of the Thompsons built that, I'm not sure, but when I was a kid, about 4 or 5 years old, there was a guy come from Ireland, his name was McGann, and he was a Sinn Finner, and we always thought he was a spy, and we called him Moonfixer because he rode a bicycle and he was about 7 feet tall.
Moon fixer, huh?
Yeah, because he's so damn tall.
You thought he was a spy from World War One?
Don't have us for World War One.
As a kid, you thought he was a spy.
Not me, my dad and me.
Oh.
He's my, and try to talk Italian with my dad. He was here for no.
From Ireland.
Yeah. Maybe he's spying against the English. I don't know.
Recognize any of these people?
That's Irene Smogel. I think that's Willard Smogel. That's Dorothy Marm. That's Paul Cooper.
Dorothy Byron?
Yeah.
And this is who? Paul Cooper?
Mm-hmm. That's Irene Smoke. You somebody sees that one wrong. And this one's Mel Byron, I believe. Damn, plenty of neighbor in there.
And she's right over here, I see in one of these pictures. Know any of those?
That's Edna Galbert, or Edna Guyberg. And this is Ray Guyberg. He went down in, in this flight. He's the father of a great golf player.
Mm-hmm. I heard that yesterday.
Okay.
And last year there was a crash.
Ow. A crash.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell was that? The Spanish name.
Yeah.
And
Al
Guy River went down in the crash?
No, he did. Ray.
This guy.
This is Ray.
I see.
His son is a golf player.
Yeah.
One of the best. This is Archie McMillan. They live. His mother was a. See, his mother was a Passmore, and they lived in the old Francis house. And wait a minute, who lives there now? The original Avery house, the old house.
I got a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the teacher.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what his name is. Could be. Could be Janet, I'm not sure. There's old O.B. Krause.
Now, he was the first head of Pacific University, is that right? Have I got that wrong?
I doubt it. He was county school superintendent. He got kicked out of here. If you want some scandal on him, you ask the Nybergs. The country was split. The Nybergs and the Byrams. Even amongst families, kids and their folks split over him.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he controversial?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Different things. He taught there during the war, some of the war years, and he used to call it pro-German.
I see. You were asking.
Yes, my cousin. That's Asen's dad.
And that was in the barber shop.
Yeah, where was that at?
What's that?
It says it's in A.W. Mack's barber shop. Leave a message. Asen Mack's barber shop is.
Well, it's right behind the. This veterinary.
It was behind their house then, huh?
Yeah, but on Walton Road, it was right on the road.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
It would be between the Hewlett House and the Veterinary House.
Yeah.
It was later on.
Maybe. It's on this side of the jail, just a little bit. What originally was, it was the barn.
Isn't that still...
Huh?
Okay.
AC had a barbershop in there for a while.
Mrs. Baker's Bush's house is? Am I going too far?
You're going, you mean about the barbershop?
Yeah.
No. It was on the Mack property.
Okay.
Towards Longinus.
All right. Okay, so it's in between the, right about Hewlett's house and the veterinary house, right? Longinus would be where Hewlett's was.
Yeah.
All right. And did
wait a minute. Didn't Hewlett live in two different places?
Yeah, I'm not talking where he lives now, but he used to live down by the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then who owned the house there? The house behind Ace and Max. It's still there now.
You mean up?
Toward Oddfellows Hall. Same side of the road.
That was a Wish house. Nellie Wish's folks lived there.
Okay, and then who lived on the corner? Where Van Osdall's live now.
You mean on the corner, around the corner?
Yeah.
Around the corner, yeah.
Well?
Next to the auto, you know.
A lot of people have the auto there. Mrs. Dick Palms and at one time had a boarding house there.
Okay. Yeah, you said that.
And Mrs. Mr. aren't buried the same plot down here. There's a hell of a lot of them. The same way. Minnie Sigert and Charlie are buried in different spots down there.
Are they? Okay, and there's one other house I wanted to find out about. Oh, the two houses Mrs. McCrell's owned. And Hewlett lives in one now, and Mrs. McCrell's used to live in the other one. Who built those?
Well, that big square house where Hewlett lived, that's where the Crims lived. And she was the postman, SB station agent for years and years.
I see. Okay. And then the next one?
Get the first person to live there. Well, AC Mack, the one when he was married, his first wife. And he had a barbershop there in that little garage. I don't know about the kind of garage still there or not.
Yeah,
it's shack.
It's behind there.
No.
Okay.
Dan Huff. By God, Dan Huff had a barbershop in that. That first confectionery of Ed Robinson's.
In this one?
Yeah.
Are you saying Huff or H-U-P?
It's O-U-G-H. Dan Huff.
H-O-U-G-H. Okay.
One time he was shaving old Fred Lursman. And a bunch of ducks went through. He grabbed a shotgun, he had one side of his face. He run over to the slick place and took them back for an hour.
What went on upstairs in the Robinson's store? What did they do?
Oh, I don't know. We don't like talking about it. I don't know. The railroad men, the one, stayed there. Some of them are nice fellas. The kids used to go. Not me so much. Little Joe Shimone and Old Hing and all of those.
So they just used that as a boarding house while they were building the railroad?
No. The railroad was already through. They had trains that come out here to toilet and stay all night. That's where they slept.
Nice. What was the scandal? You say you don't like to talk about it.
Oh, I don't.
They were just a bad, the house of ill repute or what?
Oh, I think so. Just too young to know anything about that.
Was it on both sides of the railroad tracks? The house of ill repute on both sides of the track?
Oh, I suppose the one down at Bridgeport, too. I can't think of the name of from the boarding house down to at Bridgeport. Charlie Roberts told me one time. Charlie led a terrible life with his child. The mother practically kicked him out. And Bill Spencer raised him, actually, up here.
Bill Spencer raised him right across the tracks from where I used to live, right?
No.
Charlie lived up there.
I know he did. At the later days, the Spencer house was just about across from where Joe Dalton worked.
Culvert Company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just about.
That's about where the Spencer house was?
Yeah,
the one they took down here a while back?
Oh, probably.
Okay, Charlie was our first marshal, or he was a marshal for years.
He married Mary Fuller. You know, Mary, you probably won't hear this.
Sure.
Mary Robin, Charlie's wife. And Bill Fuller were supposed to be brother and sister, his mother and daughter, my father.
I see. That happened a lot, though, in the old days, I understand.
I guess, yeah.
What went on there at the Sweet House when he was there? Some sort of a Filipino houseboy there, and they were both
Reginald?
Sergio? Is his name.
Yeah, right.
Sergio.
And he was Filipino, as I understand it. He was a houseboy there, right?
Yeah, for a few years, not many.
He went to high school.
Went to school up here, yeah. Huh.
And he and Hing got into it about the affections of the sweet girl or something like that?
Them, fine.
I just heard that one time from Bill Barngover.
Yeah. Could have been.
Yeah, they were.
Part, I know. Then Old Hing would run away. And he'd stay. A lot of people just loved it, you know. Mm-hmm. You'd wake up in the morning, he'd be cooking breakfast for you. You'd want steel chickens, bring them in. Hardly steel turkeys.
That's kind of how he died. Didn't he get buckshot in his back and
Turkey
Roberts place?
Yeah.
Durham?
Across the river here. Yeah. Well, that helped. I got that from Charlie Roberts. I got a lot of my stuff from Charlie Roberts. Well, Doc Bissett picked that shot out of it. And he didn't live long after.
Was he old?
Hank? Oh, hell yes. I don't know how old. I don't know, maybe 80.
Really?
70 or 80. Oh, hell yes.
How long did you live here?
Him? He came in here with the Chinese. He was fairly brilliant. He was a gang boss for these Chinese on the railroad here. And he just... After the railroad was put in, he just stayed on with the Swift.
I see. Do you run their business, or did you just do their gardening?
You mean from Swakes? Yeah. Disregarding. Sort of a house.
I heard that also that a lot of parents in the town would tell their children that if they didn't behave.
Yeah.
So was you too.
They were my dad.
Oh. Yeah.
They didn't behave, they'd call him.
I've heard that this guy had a long queue down his back. And he went barefoot in the winter time and wore boots in the summer.
I suppose.
Is that right?
I suppose.
And he had some sort of a big sword on his belt, that tutu.
Well, I guess, right.
And that's what scared the hell out of the kids.
I suppose. Because he's up to our place all the time. I remember with any dirty work we'd have him do. Old Lady Mrs. Klinger gave me a hive of bees one time. We had him to rob them. We robbed them at night. His kids, all the bums would follow him. Watching old Hang to rob those bees. And he'd get
kidnapping account.
I'll tell you, but don't surprise
me. No, we aren't going to put any. We aren't going to put any of names down there and call people. Not for everybody's star.
They call it the Hill Ranch, right across the river here. He owned a lot of land in there. This hill, he owned the Hill Military Academy. Well, most of the first people that raised hops hired Chinamen to do it. So there was a bunch of Chinamen over there, and had one Chinese girl and another Chinese from over here by Beautiful Country, French Prairie, wanted her for his wife. So he hired he drove the team horses down the toilet here. And hired Burl Ladd and Zeke Eddy to go across the river in a boat, get this Chinese woman. They waited around there at half the night till she could grab her. They grabbed her, drug her down here to the river, got her in the boat. And the Chinese was chasing. Old Burl said, Jesus walking across the water, you know. So he's probably walking Jesus. He didn't put that in. Now that's goddamn fact. That never got out very much. After Burl moved up on this place here, he got drunk one day and told my dad all about it.
So once they got her across the river, then the young man just took her on.
Yeah. But somehow they got her back. It didn't work.
Oh. That's fine. Another one about how they solved the flood problems in Tualatin.
Huh?
I thought that story about how they used to solve the flood problems in Tualatin and blew up the dam, I thought that was really interesting.
That at least three times.
Three times?
At least twice.
When did it flood? Before 1934. Can you remember times when that?
Well, Christ, every year or two since I was a kid. Sweek, John Sweek himself, they had quite a few cattle. And the damn barn was right across the track from, almost square across the track from, the butcher shop, Hoxer's butcher shop, Robin's store. The water got so high, they had to do something. So Sweeks owned the golf links, all of them. were swimming them cattle across. It was raining like hell. Sweet got pneumonia and died. My dad thought he was kind of a goddamn horse trader. She was a great woman.
So that's when he died. He was trying to get the cattle across.
Yeah, swim them across.
To close to his house?
Have swim them past the house to the golf links.
Oh, he's trying to get the cattle from
the barn.
From the barn out to the golf course.
Yeah.
When was that, do you think?
Well, I could be awful wrong on this, but about 1900. My dad knew him real well.
About 1900.
Oh. Real friendly with the missus. That really was. She was a tad to marry a Cal Harding. Harry Harding, a spoiled kid. And I don't know which he tried for, Annapolis or West Point, and he failed. And then he became a doctor, I think, in Haiti. Any BS you want?
Yeah, I'm learning so much. This is pictures that Lois got from the
they're very good. This is supposed to, according to them, is a country club, Fulton Country Club. Tennis court and on the river and
yeah. I used to work there.
Didn't all the kids work there?
Hmm?
All the kids work.
Well, every kid in the neighborhood.
These are the remnants of the old brick factory that I took before it was knocked down. That was behind my place.
Yeah.
Behind?
Right behind my existing house on Tonka Street.
Yeah, where Price's barn was.
Well,
you know where it actually was?
It's next to the old city hall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And behind it.
Okay.
Well, part of it was on the city, on the hills. We had four or five or six hills, where the, baked beef brick? They were round hills like an igloo.
Isn't that kind of part of those structures somehow?
Mm-hmm. That's where the big machine was on.
Oh, I see those big machines. And the kilns were in a... George and Roy Saggart lived there when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And there's a house, and then there was the sheds where the kilns were, and then these were in the back.
The machinery stood on that.
I see.
It took quite a big space there, several acres.
And did the toilet and milk company own that too?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Oh, they went broke. Poor management. They bring in an expert. We'd run one place in good shape, and the next guy couldn't do it. Then their claims no good. They arranged to buy that place my dad had on, I guess they call it 81st. There you go, from Sigurd Road to Avery Road. They actually hauled with teams clay from that road. You'll notice a little lower on Sigurd Road. And they built a bridge across the ditch there, called the Niagara Creek now. The bridge was built. And some of the ties were laid from the brickyard to the ditch. And from this bridge on up, the rails were bought and strung there. That's when they went broke. And my dad got the rails for the wrong his place and sold them to Cedar Mills Wool Department, whatever they called it. They went through a rock crushing over there. Boy.
Okay, then the bridge behind Slim Camp's place? That far back?
Just across the fence. Right up against the fence.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, but you got it.
You know where Slim's house was? The ice and blue?
Yeah.
Was it?
Just right behind
the house. Behind the house?
Yeah, across the fence.
It's still there.
Yeah, the hell it is.
Yeah, it's under blackberries, but I saw that when I was a little kid.
Huh.
There's still remnants of that.
So there's a, I see, that explains that. You see all that clay and tile along there sometimes. In back of my house, there's just all sorts of pieces of brick and everything.
This isn't,
could you even plant a garden there? It was
well, did you know, the first option on the railroad come right behind your house. And was supposed to cross the river about where the Ramada Inn is. We go up past the Swick place on the Sherwood Road to the Seminoles. But it never went through. You know why? There's double old timber on this side of the swamp. It was open up fur. The old Swick had pretty good timber along the ditch on the following road there. Across the golf links. Sager, Savage had a mill there, right on the, where they got their water from the ditch. There's a ditch in there about 200 or 300 feet in. And put in this mill to make ties to the railroad. And this was told by Tom Savage himself, that they got an argument with the railroad as to how many ties were made to settle up. So the railroad official we were dealing with, Ann Savage, walked from Pollock Pier to Rex and counted every damn tie. Now everybody asked me how many ties, how'd they come out? I don't know. Tom's dead now.
Oh, so why did they... What was the rejection about?
About how many ties were made?
No, I mean about they rejected the first proposed
the roadway, the railroad track.
Yeah, hell,
they turned it down. Why did they turn it down?
Tweaked the one thing on the tie bit. See, they couldn't make ties out of these scrub oak. They weren't good enough.
They needed fir.
Well, yeah.
And
it was a little bit marshy up there too, in place. Marshy on both sides like that.
I know. This guy I knew, well,
Van Buren.
But where did he come from? I know he worked for your dad when my mom drove tractor up there.
Yeah.
During World War II. Where did he ever come from? Texas?
I think California, I forget. Down in there someplace.
You remember that?
Not really.
Not that much. I don't know why my dad ever hired crummy guys like that. He's getting nothing, I guess.
Someone said he was slightly retarded. I don't
know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he was a character.
He was hunting up here. Where Abernathy lives now. And this kid's up the road here doing something to the garden. We was teasing going down the road. And the railroad had a bunch of work cars there and work people. And this Jewel Bones wife are walking down the road too. And we get teasing, and we stay quite a ways away. He shot at us 3 or 4 times, and Christ, you ought to see the people scatter.
That was in the 40s, though, right? 30s and 40s, he was there?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is earlier. Yeah, he stayed the dad off and on for years.
Did he?
Yeah, he's how I hated him.
Out in one of those little bunkhouses. I understand this is the first schoolhouse at Avery and Boonsbury, though.
Right,
where Kenny Smith was.
Where Kenny Smith. That's the first one.
Where was that? No,
no.
The second one. The first was a log cabin, but where was it exactly located?
What?
The log cabin schoolhouse.
Up here?
There you're saying up here now. What's up here?
Yeah, on Herman Road.
On Herman Road, about on the wall, great. Morse Wall, great place. I get a picture someplace of old Isaac Ball with the frame of the dam, just logs. Now, there was a well in here someplace. One of the girls pushed old Henry Turgis, my uncle, in it. He stays in one time, all that damn girl.
I understand now this was the gymnasium that they built behind this school, and they later moved this one up to Tonquin. They moved this building up there to the Tonquin Church.
But the Tonquin Church were, religious brother just sold out.
I think that's what my dad said. That this building was a gymnasium, and it was built behind here. And I don't know if they tore it.
Over in here. Wait a minute, over here in the corner, in the back corner.
Okay. They either moved it or tore it down and took it out to Tonquin.
I remember that now. I think they must have had to tear it down because it was a ramshackle thing. Mm-hmm.
And this is the one you explained that they jacked up the corners.
Yeah.
Lifted that up. Okay. There's a, you probably know all of those people, but.
Yeah, if I can make them up.
Talk to you a little more. This one picture is Nellie Wesch right there, and I see some neighbors in here.
Yeah, Kenneth Close. That really is him.
There's this was one of my dad's pictures. This is the Winona Grange band, and you identified those for me a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have given me that picture. And then, these are just later ones, but I wanted to ask you about these. That's Dorothy Salter, by the way. Dorothy Munich's mom.
Okay.
Oh, who built the Heald house? Right here. That's across from the fire hall.
Yeah, the fire hall. Boone had a barn back there, and we used to make cider. Went down there. Of course, a little bug in got 50-gallon barrel of cider one night with some prohibition days.
That is the only thing I've seen of even part of Jeff Buck's house. I wonder if there's any more pictures to be taken.
Jeff Buck's house was where Bridgeport was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that an inn first?
Well, I think the blacksmith, of course I wasn't there at that time. It was a blacksmith shop when I was a kid. Going across the bridge, fall up the side, the blacksmith shop was right over that, between the river and that creek, and the damn house. And the house was almost on the creek. That's where Jim Worth it. Jim Worth run the blacksmith shop when I was a little kid.
Where's the creek, Art?
The one that's there, it's still there on the island hill or around? There's two houses out there now. The A-frame sets there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the house and this house that they're blacksmith.
But whether that was an original blacking shop, I don't know. Run by Billy Greenwood.
Oh, right, I remember that name.
He's buried up at Stafford there too. And Lou Seigert told me one time, he used to help him out. And the traffic was so much across the bridge here that they used to shoot as high as 50 horses a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think
this was the main route up and down the valley.
1906.
This was the most direct route from the valley. Otherwise, they'd have to move to Oregon City or down the river.
I don't
believe too much on this goddamn boat trip that's on the Fulton River.
Well, what do you mean? About the steamboat stuff?
Yeah.
You don't believe that?
I'll tell you who had one. Or dismissed that one. They pulled logs and stuff in it. Best I can tell you about that.
Most of the information we have came from Sun Van's article, so I wonder where she got the information.
Mm-hmm.
Ann?
Yeah, where did Ann get a lot of that?
On the phone information about Captain Kellogg and the Onward and
Tiedemann. This is Gus and Minerva Blank. This is Gordon. They gave me, Gordon's wife gave me all the pictures. This is their house. This was the first auto that was started with an S.
What did you tell me?
Saffron.
Henry Shack. Yeah.
Is this down in the park?
That's where Herman Company is right now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is all.
Well, I've got the original abstract, the city of Fulton. Shows the first piece of land that was sold. Saffron place, Katie's, and then on down.
Think I could Xerox that off, or did I already do that one?
I gave it to you. One time you get it back.
Okay, I have a Xerox copy of it. This is the Lafke house. As I understand it, was a Guyberger house up there on the corner of Avery and Boone's. Where
just
Mark
south.
Lived. South mm-hmm. of it. Where Mark Lafke lived.
That's the Blank house. That's where Gus Blank took.
Yeah, right, okay. And then this was the Garver.
Yeah.
Garver house. That's where, on Avery Street, that's where Salters lived.
Yeah.
In your time.
Charlie Garver built that house.
And this was the Guyberger house? No. That's still
that's
there.
The first Guyberg house. That's on Avery Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, Avery owns it now.
This is Avery Street.
Yeah.
And where's the other one? Excuse me. This is the Blank's house.
Mm-hmm. There's a barn.
I never saw that barn. That was gone before my time. Mm-hmm. This is the Day and Andrews combine.
Yeah, I worked on such a thing as that. 33 mules.
These are hop yards. I don't know. They're south of town, I understand. And this is evidently Gus Blank's horses. Where were the hop yards?
Well, there's quite a few of them.
Where were Seminoles?
Up here on the Seminole place. I never saw that before my time. It's on the Seminole place. You know where the Seminole
place. Yeah.
That's about all I got other than flood pictures, and they get pretty recent, but I've been trying to, like these pictures I took when I was a kid, but maybe we can come back someday and get the rest of it.
So
we haven't gone down the Blake Street, and we haven't got the house across from the school yet, and the Dickinsons and some of those. We just got downtown.
Yeah, right. We haven't
You haven't got all of the century houses either.
No.
I see Ball House down here. Now everybody misses that.
Where was that?
Right on the corner here. You know where George Day lived? Who lives there now?
Up by Ken Adams?
Oh, no, right here. It's on the other side of the cemetery, in that corner.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't know who lives here.
George Day did live in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Isaac Baldwin lived. Bessie Martin was born there.
She's the mother of June. She married Husky, right? Elsie Husky.
Della.
Okay.
Della Martin.
There you go.
Well, we better get you back.
But